The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission, for this great privilege. Sir, we say thank you so much. I'm so grateful for the honor and the privilege to serve the Almighty Father under you. And I pray that the Lord will bless you more and more, sir, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. If you are celebrating Papa like that, that is too small. Can you jam your hands together to celebrate this great man of God? God bless you, sir, in Jesus' name. I want us to appreciate Mama also for always being there for us. I pray that the Lord will bless you, ma, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And I appreciate every one of you. And I pray that your fasting will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. Yesterday, we started the topic on introduction to supernatural restoration. And we went ahead to look at what is supernatural restoration. And we said that supernatural restoration is the reclaiming or reassessing of lost or stolen blessings. We also say that it is to possess all favor that have been lost in the past. And we also went ahead to say that to recapture, to reclaim, to retake all blessings that the wicked has stolen. And number four, we say that supernatural restoration is repossession of lost glory. Somebody lost glory is going to be repossessed tonight in the name of Jesus. Blessings and dominion that have been lost will be recovered in the name of Jesus. And we also say that supernatural restoration means to take back, to take back. You are going to take back every beauty, every color, every destiny that has been lost in the name of Jesus. And we went ahead to discuss why supernatural restoration is necessary. And we say that it is necessary because that is what Christ came for. And we also went ahead to say that the Son of God has come. For this purpose was he manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's 1 John chapter 3, verse 8b. That he might destroy the works of the devil. That is why Jesus Christ came. And we also say that the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The world is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. God wants you to manifest. And the entire world is waiting for your manifestation. And so shall your manifestation shine bright for the whole world to see in the name of Jesus. And we quickly also discuss on how to secure supernatural restoration. And we said, number one, you must be born again. Number two, you must secure power. Number three, you must cry out violently to God in order for you to do what? To restore back your lost glory. And tonight, by the special grace of God, we are going to be looking at help. Say help. Say it as if you mean it. Say help. Help for supernatural living. Tonight we'll be looking at what? Help for supernatural living. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Psalm 121 from verse 1 and 2. The book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. The book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. Say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. God is the only one that can help. Hallelujah. I want your heart to be here tonight. I don't know why we are cold tonight. Please let our heart be here, and the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that God wants to bless you. And I know that He will bless you. And He will answer all your prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every man needs help. Every woman needs help. Every great man is a product of help. There is no man that can say, I did not enjoy any help. I want you to know, there's no self-made man. Anybody that says, I'm self-made, is a lie. There is only God-made man, and you will be one in the name of Jesus. I say you will be a God-made man in the name of Jesus. God's desire is for us to enjoy help whenever we needed it. Anytime you need help, that is the desire of God. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. God is set to help you. But you need to do what? Lift up your head to God. And that is what we are going to be doing in these 12 days. We'll be lifting up our voices and we'll be crying out to God. And I can assure you that you will receive help in the name of Jesus. What is divine help? What is divine help? The kind of help we are talking about is not the help of man, but is the help that comes from God. Divine help. What is divine help? Number one, divine help means to provide what is necessary for accomplishment of a task. To provide what is necessary for every task accomplishment. To provide what is necessary for every task accomplishment. That is help. When you are a man, that every task that you embark upon, all that is needed for you to accomplish it, all that is needed for you to bring out a success from it is made available, then you are a man that has been helped. Praise the Lord. And great shall be your help in the name of Jesus. Number two, divine help means to render assistance to someone or to provide aid to someone in need. To render help and assistance to someone or to provide aid to someone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you have been in a situation where you needed help and you requested for help and you were unable to get help. How many of us have been there before? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was there this afternoon. I needed help from a young man. And I placed a call through to him, thinking that he will help me. He refused to help me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he told me point blank, I cannot help. I said, I need help you at this hour. I said, what do you want me to do? I should leave what I'm doing so that I can come and help you. And you know, at that point, I got angry. I was like, why will you say like this? But you know, after I dropped the call, the Holy Spirit ministered to me. I said, vain is the help of man. I'm the only one that can help you. And you have not asked me for help. And you are asking man for help. That is why man cannot help you. So I said, God help me. And God indeed help. God will rise up for your help in the name of Jesus. And what I needed a man for to do, God has actually done it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God has done it. It didn't take 1 hour. Neither did it take 2 hours. God has done it. That is to let you know that our God is a God that is constantly ready to help. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To enjoy the supernatural restoration that we are talking about, it requires help from God. When a man is displaced or has gone through setback, it takes the help of God for him to be restored back to the position where he ought to be in life. It takes the help of God. This year, 2020, has brought a lot of setback for many. But the help of God is what is needed for us to restore all that has been lost. And you are going to restore them in the name of Jesus. You will recover them all in the name of Jesus. I say you will recover all that has been lost in the name of Jesus. Businesses have closed down. Many lives have been shattered. In the past few months, the entire economy of the entire world has been put in jeopardy. Nations were crumbling. People were crying. The scientist has no solution. The philosopher could not make any philosophy. The economists, they failed. But there is a God that never fails. There is a God that does what? That never fails. And he has sent me to tell you this evening that if only you can cry out to him, he's going to rise up to help you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to know that we enjoy God's help from today in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you will enjoy God's help from today in the name of Jesus. Please, I want you to say a good amen. If I promise you that I will help you, I know many of us will believe me. How many of you will believe if I said I will help you? But I'm just a man. And there's every probability that I may not be able to help. Even though I desire and I wish and I propose in my heart to help. But when I say God will help you, it is not subject to the thought of man, or to the plan of man, or to the wish of man, or to the thinking of man, because God is over man. So if I say God will help you, it is not man that will help you, it is God. Praise the Lord. So I say once again, that from today, you will enjoy the help of God in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Why do you need the help of God? Why do we need the help of God? Number one, why do we need the help of God? Because we need help. Because man needs help. Say, man needs help. Psalm 22, verse 11. The Bible says, be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. There is none to help. It is the help of God that can save. It is the help of God that can deliver. It is the help of God that can bring you out of any perdition that you might be. It is the help of God. Psalm 37, verse 40. Psalm 37, verse 40. The Bible says, and the Lord shall help them. I speak to someone this evening, the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. And deliver them. He will deliver you in the name of Jesus. And he shall deliver them from the wicked. You will be delivered from the wicked in the name of Jesus. And he will save them. You know why? Because they trust in him. Because you have trusted in God. God will rise up for your help in the name of Jesus. Number two reason why we need the help of God. Number one is what? Because man needs help. Number two reason why we need divine help. Number two reason why we need divine help. Is because the help of man is vain. The help of man is vain. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Like the scenario or the example I gave just earlier. It happened today, just a few hours away. The help of man is vain. You know, many of us will say, even if God will help me, God will send man to help me. It is because God has given that man the grace to help you. If he has not received the grace, he will not be able to help you. It is because God has put it in his heart and God has empowered him or enabled him or her to be able to help. So ultimately, the help is still from what? From God. Hallelujah. The help of man is vain. Psalm 60 verse 11. Say, give us help from trouble. For vain is the help of man. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. You know, many years ago, while as a young graduate looking for a job, I was actually putting my hope and trust in man. I have an uncle who is well connected and highly placed in the government. So, and the man has been helping everybody. A good man, a very good man. A very good man. He's been helping everybody. So I have this confidence that when I passed out of school, many of the people that have passed out before me, cousins, uncles, and all of them, many of them don't even need to write application. They don't even need to write. It will just give them a note. NMPC, just give a note and say, go to this place. And they will go. They will get. Give them a note. Go to this other place. They will go. They will get. So everybody believes that as long as daddy is there, don't need to bother yourself. In fact, I enjoyed a lot of favor as a result of his help during my service year. But after service, you know, after service, the next thing is to get a job. I was trusting that, okay, daddy will fix me up. And daddy refused to fix me up. Praise the Lord. Not because he didn't want to, but God did not give him the grace to be able to do it. Praise the Lord. So I was left languishing, looking for a job, roaming the streets of Lagos up and down. And you know the painful part, I was telling my wife yesterday, I will go for aptitude test and I will pass. I will pass aptitude test. I can't remember ever writing any aptitude test and I didn't pass. I can't remember if there's any. And I wrote plenty. You know GMAT. I read GMAT, GRE from beginning to the end. Everyone available. So I know all the questions and that is what they were using that time. So once I see the question, I won't even finish reading the question. I already know the answer. So I was passing every aptitude test. Then I will go for interview and I will do well. And I will say, we will get back to you. Till tomorrow, they will not get back. Then I will go for another one. I will be so confident. In fact, there was a particular one that I wrote. I was so confident. In fact, I started telling my friends that, Omo, I'm now going to work in, I don't want to mention the name of the organization. Big corporation. I was so happy. Last minute, they said they discovered that there are some discrepancies and some manipulations in the short screening process. Thereby, they are canceling everything. So they canceled everything and they did not take anybody. I cried. I was devastated. Then a friend of mine met me and said, I think it is only God that we need to go to. So I was telling my wife, I said, many of the young people that we have now are not ready to pay the price or sacrifices that is needed for them to assess their glory. So I went to God in prayer. 3 days fasting and prayer at Redeem Camp. Marathon. Not once, not twice. So plenty times. Praying, fasting. God, where is your help? And I tell you, the day God will show up, I was just going on the street and I saw an advert and I branched and they said, oh, we are actually not the one that needed people, but it's our sister company, so go there. And I went there. No written application, nothing. I was given my first job. As if that was not enough. 3 months into that first job, I was also on the street shopping in the market and somebody met me. And he said, ah, Mr. Moshebi, we have been looking for you. Ah, didn't you receive this and that? I said, I did not receive any letter. So we have been searching for you. It is opening when we wanted you to. I said, oh, resume, come to our place on Monday. So I went there. And when I got there, they said, write an application. I wrote and I submit the application. That same day, I got my appointment letter. And you know the amazing part? My uncle that I spoke about earlier happens to be a director in that company. And he did not even know that they employed me in the company. And when I got home, I went to give him the letter. I said, sir, I've just been employed because I know his name was under the, you know, they would write board of directors. They would put their name. So his name was there. So I said, sir, I've been employed. He said, how did you do it? That is what God can do. Brethren, and that was not it. If I start telling you more, I will finish the whole sermon on that. From that point onward, from time to time, I enjoyed grace to secure jobs. Easy. Why? Because God made me to know that help of man is vain. Until you realize that man cannot help you unless God gave him the grace, you will remain at the same spot. Brethren, don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in God. And that is why this 12 days is specially designed and packaged to bring us out of whatsoever the enemy has placed us and to restore to us everything that has been lost. And God will restore all that you have lost in the name of Jesus. Number 3. Why do we need divine help? Because it saves us from shame and disgrace. Saves us from shame and disgrace. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 7 says, for the Lord God will help me. Say, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be confounded. That is, therefore, I will not be ashamed. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. God's help is the best help. Number four, why do we need this divine help of God? Because God's help is the only help that you can count on that will never fail. God's help is the only help that you can count on that will never fail. Psalm 46 verse 1. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I don't know the trouble you are going through this evening or at this moment. God is the present help in trouble. God is the present help in trouble. God is the present help in trouble. And it will help you out of that trouble in the name of Jesus. Number five. Are we on number five? Number five, man's help is unreliable. Man is the most unreliable being. That's just the truth. Man is very unreliable. That's just the truth. Many of us may not like it, but that's the truth. Man is unreliable. Because man can fail at any time. Man can drop dead at any time. Even if he wants to be reliable. Papa once told us a story also of an uncle of his who used to support everybody in the family, especially when they are getting married. And when it was for his own time to get married, the uncle has promised everything. And few months to the wedding, the man died. Man is unreliable. Very unreliable. The only thing that is needed is divine help. And until God releases this divine help, the help of man is in vain. And I want to encourage you, and I want to congratulate you as well, that you have chosen the path to seek the face of God for divine help. The story I told you just now, it's not 1 month or 2 months or 3 months. It's almost a year plus. No job. Crying. And you know the painful part is you will pass the test. You will pass it, everything. They will not call you. It's very painful. But when God stepped in, the door opened. God is stepping into your situation tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 146 verse 3, it says, put not your trust. Psalm 146 verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no what? There is no help. Put not your trust in princes. Many have been disappointed because they trusted in positions. They trusted in money. They trusted in their father's promises, their mother's promises, their uncle's promises, their fiancé's promises. True help only comes from above. True help that can bring about supernatural restoration comes from God only. Hallelujah. A man can promise to restore that which he has taken and he refused to restore it. But when God says, I will, he said, I am that I am. A meaning, get a meaning. He said, I will. When God said, I will, just know that it is done. And concerning you tonight, everything that you are seeking out the face of God for shall be released unto you in the name of Jesus. Quickly, examples of those that enjoy supernatural restoration via God's help. Number one, I love this one so much, is Lazarus. Lazarus. Lazarus was completely dead, so his own case was like hopeless. In the book of John chapter 11, from verse 39 down to 44. Time will not permit us to read, but we all know the story. Lazarus was already dead. 3 days dead. Buried. Sealed. And Jesus said, take away the stones. He was completely dead. And in fact, he has begun to stink. His situation is already beyond the help of man. But when Jesus stepped in, he was restored back to life. I don't know that thing that is dead in your life or your destiny. I don't know that thing that is dead that you have given up on. Tonight, God is restoring it in the name of Jesus. I've heard a story of a woman that had no womb. No womb. Confirmed. Doctor confirmed it. No womb. Not that they did scan, they opened her up. They saw no womb. Yet she conceived and gave birth. Because the God of all flesh that owns all things has every available part to replace and to restore. I don't know that thing you have lost. God will replace it and he will restore it back to you in the name of Jesus. Another example is King David. At Ziklag, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, you know, Ziklag was invaded, and David and his men, property as well as their wives and children, were taken away. And his men were about to stone David because they were depressed. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. Because all his men have lost hope, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David did what? But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And God stepped in. And God told him, pursue, because you will surely catch up. You will overtake and you will restore. Tonight in prayer, we are going to pursue and we will overtake and everything shall be restored in the name of Jesus. All that was lost was supernaturally restored. The third person is Mephibosheth, the son of King Saul. Mephibosheth was crippled, was the grandson of King Saul, who even referred to himself as a dead dog. Not even a living dog. A what? A dead dog. He referred to himself as a what? As a dead dog. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 5 to 9. Because of the kind of life that he was living. And when they have come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant, no, this is not where I want to read. Even though he was the grandson of a king, he lacked everything, affluence. He lacked everything that is called royalty. He lacked everything that was supposed to be his. But God helped him supernaturally. And everything was restored back unto him. And I pray for you tonight, you will enjoy restoration in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. What are the secrets of God's help? Number one secret is prayer. Number one secret is prayer. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Bible says, let us now come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace for help in time of need. Let us now therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain what? Mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Man's helplessness provokes God's almightiness. The helplessness of the situation of Lazarus proved the almightiness of God and the authenticity of the sonship of the Lord Jesus Christ. So your helplessness is going to prove the authenticity and the almightiness of God in the name of Jesus. And prayer is a means of expressing our helplessness before God. Prayer is a means of expressing our helplessness before God. David enjoyed God's help because he was a man that was given to prayer. Joseph enjoyed God's help because he was a man that was given to prayer. And prayer is a way of telling God you absolutely depend on him. In the book of 2 Chronicles, let's turn to 2 Chronicles. There's a story of a king called King Asa. 2 Chronicles chapter 14 from verse 11. 2 Chronicles 14, 11. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God. For we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. And God helped him. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. These people came with so much multitude that they covered the entire plain. And when he cried, the Bible did not say Asa smote. The Bible said, and God smote. And that is how God is going to smite everyone that has risen up against you in the name of Jesus. Number two is righteousness. Righteousness. Say righteousness. Say righteousness. Say righteousness. Righteousness is a secret to God's help. It's a secret to God's help. Anyone that want to enjoy God's help must be a man that is righteous. Job chapter 8 verse 20. The Bible says, behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoer. In other words, God will only help the just, the righteous. God's help is only for those whom God has found himself in them and themselves in him. And my prayer for you tonight is that you'll be found in God and God will be found in you in the name of Jesus. Number three, humility. Humility. Help is available only to the humble. Just as a child who raises up his or her hand easily help, so is one who is humble. Pride repels help. And anyone who is proud is resisted by God instead of being helped by God. God will not resist you in the name of Jesus. I said, God will not resist you in the name of Jesus. See, the Bible said, God resists the proud and he giveth grace to the humble. May God give you grace in the name of Jesus. Psalm 116 verse 6 says, the Lord preserveth the simple. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. I was brought low there means I was humbled and God helped me. When you humble yourself before God, God rises up to humble you. Number four, help is for God's children. Help is for God's children. Help is for God's children. There was a story of the woman in Matthew chapter 15 who came to Jesus seeking that Jesus to heal that child. Matthew chapter 15 verse 21. And Jesus Christ told us that can I give to you what is supposed to be for the children? But the woman cried and said, God, help me. Help me. Help me. Have mercy. I pray that the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. In verse 24, but he answered and said, Am I not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and she worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And Jesus answered, but he answered and said, is it not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs? And the woman responded, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which falls from the master's table. help is for the children. There's no child that needed help from the father, and the father will not help. But when you are not a child, when you are not a son or a daughter, I can't just walk up to, for example, let me use Dangote as an example, because we all know Dangote, and said, now I've changed my name from what my name is to Michael Dangote. Then I walk up to him and say, Dangote, I want to be part of your family. Does it work that way? In fact, you call for doctors to come and examine me. That's the truth. Why? Because I did not belong to his family. But if his son or his grandson or his grandchild come to him, of course he could recognize them. And I tell you, it will rise up to help them. Tonight, I want you to know, Jesus refers to that woman as not one of the children. In fact, as a dog. Why? Because she did not belong to the commonwealth. Tonight, I want you to know, help is available. The help is available. But you need one thing. And what is that thing? To be connected as a son. Said to them, to as many that has come unto him, to them he will no wise cast away. And if you believe in him, the power to become sons of God shall be made available to you. Tonight, all eyes bow, all eyes close. You are here tonight. You know in your heart of heart that your ways are not right with God, and you want to make your way right with God. You know that you are far away from God. Salvation is an important prerequisite for God's help. Salvation is an important prerequisite for God's help. Maybe you are watching us online and you know that you are not saved yet and you want to give your life to Christ. You can signify by waving your hand to Jesus if you are in the auditorium. If you are watching us online, just place your hand on your chest and we are going to pray together. You are in the auditorium. You want to give your life to Christ. Just wave those hands to Jesus. Just wave those hands. Please don't be shy. This is between you and God. This is not between you and any man. It is between you and God. Just wave your hand to Jesus and God will rise up for you. If you are watching us online, you are taking this all important decision tonight. We want to hear from you. You can send us an SMS via the phone number being displayed on the screen, or you send us an email via the email that is being displayed right now on the screen. If you are taking that decision with us tonight, I want you to say after me, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for your word that has come unto me. Father, forgive me all my iniquity. Give me the grace to live for you. Lord, today I surrender my life to you. Come into my life and have your way in my life in the name of Jesus. From today, I will live for you and for you only.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.